bringing on Andre van Wellen in just a moment, and he is going to be speaking on coaching with neuroscience, 7 fundamental emotional intelligence principles. And the session is going to last for 45 minutes. And as always, with all of our sessions now, we'd love to make this a conversation. So please use the new online community to enhance your experience and ask all of your questions. All you have to do is click on the discussion link, which is wbex.com/discuss25. And that is being posted into the chat box now. And you can pop all of your questions and comments there throughout the session. If you're not logged into the community, then just go to wbex.com/sign-up and you can access the discussion link there. And also, if you're having any troubles joining the community or the session posts or anything like that, don't worry, we are still using the Q&A box in Zoom as well. So you're not going to be missing out on anything there, okay? All right, so we've just hit the top of the hour and I think that we can get started. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. My name is Beth Schofield, and I'll be your host for Andre van Wellen's 45-minute session on coaching with neuroscience, 7 fundamental emotional intelligence principles. And we also have Lynn and Arid joining us to curate your questions and comments. So at WBEX, our mission is to significantly raise the global standard of coaching, and we do this by partnering with the world's most brilliant minds in the coaching profession, providing you with high quality thought leadership that you can enjoy at any time and on any device. And if you've been here in previous years, then you'll know that we have added many upgrades to this year's pre-summit, including implementation mastery sessions in different languages like Spanish, Russian, French, and Italian. And these are facilitated sessions where you can connect with a small group of peers from across the globe and discuss how you can apply what you learned in today's session in your coaching practice. And we're going to show you how to register for those IM sessions at the end of the session. And we've also just dropped the link into the chat box now as well. So if you do want to join an IM session today, then the link is in the chat box. As you know as well, we also have our new online coaching community where you can interact directly with WBEX coaches and our thought leaders. And today we're going to be taking questions for Andre's session at the link, which is wbex.com/discuss25. And Andre is going to be answering questions in there after the session as well in the coming days. So let's get started. Today we have a very special session and I'm honored to introduce Andre van Wellen. Thought leader and speaker, Andre is a founding member and CEO of Neuralink, which is a boutique consultancy specializing in the neuroscience of performance optimization. And he has over 27 years experience in this field. Andre is a regular speaker and has spoken on stages around the world for TEDx, WBEX and ATD, and he has written over 43 articles on brain development and mental health. And a fun fact about Andre is that he's going to be the grandfather of 2 boys by the end of this year, and he's very excited about that. So congratulations to Andre and his family on that. And with that, Andre, I'm going to hand over to you.
Well, ladies and gents, thank you so much for the opportunity to join this session today and for me to share the passion with like-minded people like yourselves. Our purpose for this session will literally be to learn more about the construct of how people's neurodesign can help you clarify some emotional intelligence principles. We are going to look at how neuroplasticity and those principles can help you strengthen some of the other emotional intelligence principles that we will be talking about here today. And obviously our purpose is to help you as a professional to apply these principles that we are going to be talking about here today and ground them into your coaching practice. And as we discuss, we will also look at some suggestions of what you as a coach can do. I think the most important thing for us during this session is for you to be as participative as you possibly can. But the most important thing I think after a session like that is to Based on what you have learned, think about what do you think your plan of action is going to be to apply these principles in your coaching practice. So the big picture of what we are going to be talking about here today is going to be looking at three neuroscience constructs that influence emotional intelligence. And I want to share with you, based on the work that we have done over decades, some emotional intelligence principles that I believe is the underlying foundation for any coach whenever we want to help our coachees achieve their goals and their results. Now, obviously, we will discuss some coaching implications and suggestions. So the context of our world tells us that now more than ever, the human skills, those skills that's going to help us steer through disruptive change and a VUCA world where everything is volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous, these skills that you see here are those that are going to be essential for us as business professionals to really ensure that we optimize the human skills, which is will be our competitive advantage. When you look at these skill sets, you will see that five of these skills, the first five I mentioned, are brain power skills, and then the other five can all be categorized into the framework of emotional intelligence. And that is why the purpose of our discussion is talking about these emotional intelligence principles, but also how they relate to some neuroscience constructs. Now, in the first place, I'm sure that most of the people attending this session today are very familiar with what emotional intelligence is all about and the different dimensions of emotional intelligence. Essentially, emotional intelligence is about developing the personal and the social skills to healthily interact with other people, to establish strong social bonds, and still help others that we are responsible for to achieve their goals and to have constructive relationships with people. But based on this model, as I have put this, it is more a framework that we use to practically optimize performance in the workplace. Now, the first dimension is all about always creating accurate awareness, and that is the starting point for emotional intelligence development. And the first fundamental principle that I want to share with you is literally about understanding the neuro design of yourself as well as the person with whom you interact. It is crucial. We do know, everyone knows, that developing emotional intelligence starts with developing accurate self-awareness. I want to emphasize the word accurate because sometimes people may think they understand themselves accurately, but in hindsight, we realize we were not that accurate. If I can give myself as an example, when I just started this work, when I was 30 years old, I believed I cannot work with people and I cannot talk to people. Now I know that working with people and talking to people are actually the core talents I have to use in order to succeed at my reason for existence, my purpose. But I also believe that the most fundamental point of departure for all of us, if we really want to develop awareness, it cannot start at any other place than having accurate understanding of our unique preferences and how we prefer to learn, think, and process information. And that is why I believe if we take a neuroscience approach towards emotional intelligence development, it starts with accurately understanding the brain-based elements that influences how I think, how I learn, how I communicate with other people, and ultimately who I am. That to me is the starting point. Now, when we look at the second dimension of emotional intelligence, it is all about managing yourself. To me, the most fundamental principle here about managing yourself is about understanding how your brain works and learning to help your brain help you. So simply what I'm calling it is managing your mind is helping you to manage yourself. We have to remember that our thoughts impact our emotions. Our thoughts and emotions impact our behavior. Our thoughts, emotions, and behavior impact our performance. So everything starts in the human mind first. And I believe that once we have, again, understanding about how we think and how we can adjust our thinking to cope in this VUCA world and adjust ourselves, recalibrate, so we can steer through disruptive change, still towards achieving the objectives that we set out to do. So learning how my brain works really, I believe, is a fundamental principle. Now, these principles that I'm sharing with you, to me, it's so important. A principle is like a formula. And once I understand the formula, I can apply it in lots of different situations. I know there are lots and lots of emotional intelligence skills, but what I'm doing here is to try and emphasize, based on these dimensions, what I believe in, how I have experienced this in the workplace and working with people all the time, the fundamental underlying principles that is going to help you and me to really, if we can apply that to help people develop themselves and become even better versions of themselves. But then the next step, the next dimension of developing emotional intelligence is also to develop social awareness. And I think it is so clear, if we look at our world now, that our world is in a crisis where people are so egocentric and just focused on themselves, but not understanding the truths of other people, not being aware, not being empathic, not caring about others, not being thoughtful. And therefore, there are three fundamental social awareness formulas, principles that I truly believe if we as people development practitioners really want to help other people achieve their goals and the outcomes that they set out to do, we need to help them develop these principles as principles that's going to guide their behavior and performance in order to be effective and successful in life. And the first one that I want to emphasize is we need to understand, in terms of if we want to be socially aware, that we need to love people even if we disapprove of their opinions or their behavior. That fundamental acceptance and respect for the value of another human being, even when their beliefs or their culture or their principles or their gender is different from yours, we need to fundamentally accept, respect, and love others. To me, that's a core principle that we always have to build in if we talk about being emotionally intelligent people. But then also, if we look at how our world works, to me, the principle of allowing another's truth to be and exist without prejudice and without discrimination, I think is one of the most important things that we can ever do for ourselves or for others. And the idea here with this is that even if we have beliefs or gender or culture or whatever else it is that makes us different, we need to allow another's truth to be and exist. Let me just simply ask you, how many people do you share your world with who actually model this behavior towards you? In other words, people who allow you to live your truth and to not be judgmental or discriminatory towards your truth, especially if that truth is different than theirs. So to me, I believe this is one of those things that has to be underlined in all our interactions with other people. But then also, if we understand the world, that the whole philosophy of being a purpose-driven person says that I exist because you are, and that we need to serve other people. And if we talk about serving other people, it literally means that we have to anticipate, recognize, and meet their needs. Anticipate means to really be open-minded about what people really need. And how will we know what they need if we do not ask them what it is that they need? But then also, once they tell us about their needs, the question is, do we truly recognize what they are saying to us? And then the next step of being the service-oriented person is to try and help them meet their needs. If I want to be a successful leader, I need to anticipate, recognize, and meet the needs of the people that I am responsible for. And so many times I see people being so egocentric that we do not grant others the same right that we would actually expect for ourselves. When it comes to your social interactions with other people, one of the fundamental principles here for me is to do unto others what they want to be done unto. And that means speak their language. Try to understand their truth, but their need, and try to assist them in terms of what they feel they need. And then the last principle that I want to refer to today is, ultimately, I believe that every person is called to influence, to serve, and to inspire others through the example that we set. So based on the emotional intelligence model, it is very important that I think these seven principles are essential to us being emotionally intelligent coaches who apply this to our own behavior, but also in our conduct towards coaches. Now, I just want to quickly refer to three neuroscience constructs and how they relate to these principles. In the first place, if we talk about developing accurate awareness, it is about helping yourself, but also your coachee, to have accurate understanding of your own design, to have understanding of the brain-based elements that determine how you think, how you learn, how you communicate with others, and how you process information. And why is this so important? It is the point of departure for developing accurate awareness. It is so important that if we truly want to be experienced and effective people development professionals, we need to know, one, who am I as a coach and as a people development professional? Two, who am I coaching? Who is this person that I'm working with? One of the EI principles I mentioned was do unto others what they want to be done unto. And therefore, so important that I need to understand who am I coaching, and I need to connect with them and meet them on their level and the figurative learning and thinking languages that they are speaking. This is the blueprint for how people function, especially in a VUCA world. We tend to have certain modes of thinking and learning and processing of information that will influence how we respond to our world. And we cannot help people if we do not effectively understand who are we working with. So I really believe that that is the point of departure. And therefore, in the full summit session, I'm going to focus much more on how neurodesign influences the coaching conversation and the communication process between coaches and coachees. But we need to understand that neurodesign is about the thinking modalities that we maintain. Your brain works like a movie. A movie's got a soundtrack and it's got pictures. And if we want to enjoy the movie, we need to hear the language as much as seeing the pictures. It's not the one or the other, but it's always having this holistic approach of the one and the other, having a verbal and a nonverbal approach, a language and pictures and images approach, being analytical and creative, not the one or the other, but the one and the other. But if we look at a different aspect of neurodesign, some people tend to be more extrovert-like, expressive. Others are quieter, more receptive. And we need to be very cognizant about their preference because it is going to influence your coaching conversation profoundly. And we need to understand this about the people that we work with. All people speak different figurative languages. We all learn, but in different ways. We all think, but in different ways. We all communicate, but in different ways. And therefore, understanding the different figurative languages of a person's neurodesign is going to be crucial for us to understand the figurative language they are speaking, and then also to meet them on the level where you can establish rapport with a person based on their preferences. When we look at people's approaches towards being more rational and emotional, or differently stated, some people tend to be more thinking oriented, where reason governs their minds. Others are more experiential, where experiences and feelings are their point of departure. At the end of the day, we need to be inclusive. We need to be both, but we need to also understand the preference of the person and where they come from if we really want to be able to establish strong rapport with the people that we work with. Help people process information is of crucial importance. And in the full summit session, I'm going to go into much more details about how people's information processing style. And that is all about the combination of your brain, eye, ear, and hand processing preferences, and how that influences verbal and nonverbal communication, your figurative languages that you speak, whether you listen more to what or to how, or do you do both. But this impacts your risk for error profoundly. And you have to understand this about yourself if you want to learn to effectively manage yourself. Remember that self-management is accurate awareness in action. So you cannot manage what you do not understand about yourself or about those whom you want to empower and help to achieve their results. So we learn and process information differently, and we need to understand also how can we do this in the most balanced way possible. Now, when we start connecting the construct of neurodesign with the EI principles, it is so important that the first principle of accurately understand who you are, but then also the sixth one that I mentioned, do unto others what they want to be done unto. In order, in terms of understanding the neurodesign of people, you can help them understand themselves, you can help understand yourself. And the best way to do this is if you can assess, so you understand who am I working with. But then also guiding your coachee through self-reflection questions and exercises, making them aware about how they think, what they think, and what the mindsets that influences their behavior is going to be of crucial importance. For us as people development practitioners, we coach, but we do it in different ways. And although there are many fundamental principles we adhere to, we still do it differently. We need to understand how our design influences how we do our jobs. And then obviously, who am I coaching? The next construct of neuroscience is the one of neuroplasticity. And basically, neuroplasticity is literally about, if we take the brain, we cut it open, we see there's white and gray matters in our brain. And it is the science of how your brain biologically learns. And the good news is, when we coach people, we actually help them to rewire themselves and their thinking. Now, neuroscience has a short-term impact. There are biochemical changes and a medium-term impact. The short-term impact of the chemicals, lots of chemicals that regulate the human mind, but there are two categories. There are some chemicals that are less conducive for electrical transmission, and these chemicals act as inhibitors. In other words, it is bad fuel for coaching and developing people. So for instance, when people are governed mostly by negative thoughts, emotions, and so forth, then we are running on bad fuel. This is not the fuel we need in order to run an effective coaching session. The fuel we need is when we produce those neurotransmitters that transmits messages from one cell to another, and they strengthen your immune system. It gives you energy, and that's good fuel. And normally, when people experience constructive emotions, optimism, constructive thinking, biochemically, your body responds by producing these facilitating chemicals that is conducive for coaching and changing mindsets and helping people to rewire their thinking. The medium-term impact of neuroplasticity is where we form neural pathways. As you are sitting listening to me today, you are forming new neural pathways in your brain all the time. At this moment, as we are speaking, and what this means is that your brain cells connect with each other and they establish a certain pathway. But then when these pathways are sufficiently reinforced, it helps us to form a mindset. And then when this mindset becomes permanent, it means our behavior becomes automatic. So a mindset is the way that we habitually think. If we want to help people achieve the results they set out to do, we literally help them to build new mindsets. So the question is, how do we do it? By first creating accurate awareness. So people need to think about their thinking. They have to listen to the soundtrack of their mind and the pictures that govern their thinking. And they need to identify which mindsets and behaviors need to be changed. And that means we need to be honest. We need to be very realistic and take responsibility. So as a coach, we need to guide them to this place of developing accurate awareness. That is how we help them to rewire. But step number two, in order to rewire ourselves, science tells us that for every action, there is an opposite and an equal reaction. But in this space between stimulus and response, action and reaction, there's this space, and this space's name is called choice. And therefore, we need to guide our coachees to really make constructive choices and take charge of the choices that they make. But ultimately, how do we reinforce these neural pathways in our brain? I referred to it earlier, your brain works like a movie. It's got a soundtrack and it's got pictures. And for you and me, helping other people develop, we need to pay attention to the words we use and the images and the pictures we create very often with our words, but that we tend to put into the minds of other people. So helping them to rewire says we need to speak the solutions and the goals more than what the challenges, the difficulties, and the problems are that they experience. So reinforcing neural pathways starts with speaking the solution, seeing, visualizing the solutions and the goals, and then acting upon those solutions and paying attention to the experiences that I have. We don't form a neural pathway for it to just immediately become permanent. It takes a lot of reinforcement, and that reinforcement only happens when we say it, when we see it, when we do it, and when we notice how we feel about it. So when you look at the next slide, emotional intelligence principles 2, 3, 4, and 5, these are fundamental mindsets that we need to develop within people. And that means that if we want to help people to develop the mindset of managing your mind, managing yourself, they need to understand this is how they can rewire themselves by following the process that I have discussed with you so far. But love the person, disapprove of the behavior, starts with becoming accurately aware about my own social awareness, and then making a choice to love a person regardless of my difference of opinion or behavior or whatever else that we may differ on. Allow another's truth to be and exist without judgment or prejudice. We need to first become aware. To what extent are we truly empathic? Are we considerate and thoughtful of others? We need to make a conscious choice to make sure that we choose to allow other people. We need to make a conscious choice to grant others the same right that we want for ourselves. And that is for our truth to be and exist without prejudice and without judgment. So we need to say this. We need to constantly create images to confirm this. And we need to act upon this all the time. And we need to stay true to these principles in order for those neural pathways to become permanent pathways. Learning to be service-oriented means learn to anticipate, recognize, and meet the needs of other people. It's about constant neural pathway reinforcement. So some suggestions, ladies and gents, with regards to this is challenge your coachees constantly to self-reflect about how socially aware are they really? Are they putting themselves in the shoes of other people and willing to look at the world through their eyes? They need to become aware of mindsets that may be obstacles that prevents them to achieve their goals and how they choose to view their world. That requires a lot of honesty and also being realistic. And as coaches, we need to help our coachees to do that and to keep them accountable for this. Help your coachees to take responsibility for making constructive choices and taking charge of the choices that they have made, and that the choices they make are aligned with the goals they set out to do. And then also constantly talking with people, saying the words, creating the images, helping them with experiencing the feelings that are aligned with achieving their goals is the way that we are going to help them to reinforce those neural pathways. The last construct I want to share with you today is imitative learning. Imitative learning is the most powerful form of learning. My sons learn to become men by looking at the example that I modeled as their father. In the workplace, we look at the example of our leaders and we do what they do because that's how they imitate and show us what real leadership is all about. And therefore, the seventh principle is all about lead by example. As Gandhi so rightly stated it, be the change you want others to be. And therefore, this means that for us as coaches and as professionals, we need to get our own house in order first so that we become great inspirational examples of the change we want others to become. That starts with you and me first. And that means we need to self-reflect on our personal examples, on the influence that we have on other people, how service-oriented example do I set? What mindsets have to change? And then to keep ourselves and our coaches accountable. And again, it starts by being aware, making constructive choices, and constantly saying it, seeing it, doing it, acting upon this all the time to get that neural pathway reinforcement going. So ladies and gents, in summary, I simply want to confirm this session today by saying to you that understanding your own preferences and mindsets, in other words, accurately understanding who you are, that is going to be the point of departure in you becoming even a better coach than what you've been before. And we need to think about ourselves. What is it that the coachee sees, hears, and experiences when they interact with me? Because imitative learning is the most powerful form of learning. People look at our examples and they follow it. But then secondly, help others to accurately understand their design, their preferences, and tune into those preferences and make sure that you understand what it is when you work with people. What can I expect to see, to hear, and to experience when I interact with people like that? When we can establish powerful relationships like that, then we can transfer information, we can help the coaches to achieve the results they set out to do. If anything stands out for me from today's presentation, and I believe what the world really needs now is this emotional intelligence principle of saying, trying to always understand the truth of another without them feeling that they are judged or that we are discriminating against them. If we can grant others the right, that we want for ourselves, then we are making the world a better place. Time to work with people, everyone wants the truth to be heard without prejudice and discrimination. But I truly believe it cannot start at any other place than you being that for other people first. If imitative learning is the most powerful form of learning. And that was an idea that I thought was worth sharing with you today. So next steps, ladies and gents, during the full summit, we will have about...
Okay, it seems like we've just lost Andre for a second, but I'm sure he'll jump back in and go over that summary with us in a moment. I know his audio was starting to break up towards the end there, so he's probably been kicked out, and I'm sure he'll be back in just a second. Oh, I can see him now. Hello, Andre.
Hi there, Beth. I am sorry that I think we lost just the connection there, but I was just referring to, I was finished anyway.
Yes.
I was just inviting the attendees to attend the full summit session on the 13th of January, where we will go into much more communication in the coaching conversation. But thank you for attending this session today.
Amazing, amazing. Yeah, we did just lose you for the last couple of minutes there, but throughout the presentation, it was absolutely fantastic. It is still a little bit shaky, Andre. So maybe for the Q&A section, we might try to maybe go off camera, and we'll see if that fixes the audio a little bit. But in the meantime, we'll give it a go and see how it is. But if it's still a bit shaky, we'll try turning the camera off. Okay. Can you hear me, Andre? Okay. So everybody, thank you. Andre, I think maybe if we turn your camera off now, and that might help. And then for everybody who is still here, thank you so much. So we are going to hopefully be able to jump into the Q&A. And if not, then don't worry, there will be, Andre will be in the community answering questions as well. Before we do attempt the Q&A, please take a few moments to answer the feedback poll that we are launching on your screen now. So your feedback is incredibly important to us. And yeah, we really appreciate you taking just a few minutes to jump into that poll and to share your input on today's session. All right, Andre, let's try a couple of questions. We have had so many questions. I honestly think this is the most questions I've seen in the Q&A box on all of the sessions throughout the whole pre-summit so far. So let's try one. Let's hope the audio works. And this is a question from Padma, and she is asking, how do you find out about the person that you are working with prior to the coaching session? Oh no, I think we might have lost Andre for the Q&A. Andre, would you like to try, would you like to try leaving the webinar and joining again?
Hi Beth, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you there.
Okay, I will do that. Okay.
So sorry about
Thank
this,
you,
everybody.
Fatima, for asking the question. Hello, Beth. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You go ahead and answer that question.
Okay. So at NeuroLink, we always believe you cannot improve what you cannot measure. So one of my opinion would always be to accurately first measure the neuro design of people, so I understand my own design and that of others and see how we can align connecting with each other. But even if we do not have a formal instrument like the one that I have developed that we use at NeuroLink, I believe that guiding people through self-reflection about those elements that I discussed with you today that form part of your neuro design. You know, do you think you're more verbal, expressive, more receptive? I think it's very important that you need to first get to know the person that you are coaching in order to establish a strong social bond with the coachee. So if it's not through a formal assessment, I believe that self-reflection, where you take the charge and set up some questions and how you get to know people, and having sometimes maybe a pre-coaching discussion with your coachee, just making sure that you establish, you know, how you are going to be doing your coaching, getting to know each other, and finding out this information about each other, I think is crucial before the coaching process starts, so that you can, as a coach, prepare appropriately to deal with the people that you are coaching. Not everyone is nonverbal. We need to understand that stuff.
Oh no, we lost Andre again. Okay, I am going to wrap up the session. I'm so sorry about that, everyone. Luckily, it happened right at the very end and we were still able to get the full presentation pretty much. Andre, I'm just going to wrap up the session. And we can ask everybody to head into the community where you can answer questions over there. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Amazing. Fantastic. Thank you. So yes, as we said, lots and lots of questions we didn't get to today. I'm so sorry for that those technical issues that we have just experienced. But please do continue the conversation and ask your questions for Andre in the community on the post, which is wbex.com/discuss25. And Andre will definitely be heading in there to answer some questions. We also have the implementation mastery sessions, which are happening in just over 15 minutes, where you'll be in small groups talking about the insights that Andre shared today. And you can register for an implementation mastery session using the link that we are putting into the chat box now. So for those of you who would like to continue on this learning journey and access the recordings and slides and transcripts, a lot of people were asking about the slides today, they are available in our upcoming full summit, and you can go to wbex.com/summit to look at the full summit passes, and that's where all of their materials are going to be available to you. So thank you so much for joining us today. I know we have so many demands on your time. So thank you so much for choosing to spend your time with us. The next session is with Marsha Reynolds, and she is going to be talking on taking your coaching from proficient to profound. So another amazing session today. And for those of you who would like to hop off now, that's great. Get prepared for that IM session and then have an amazing rest of your day. I think Andrea's also jumped off now as well, all being kicked out. I am going to stay for an extra few minutes and just see if anybody has any questions about, you know, joining the full summit, or has any questions about navigating the membership area or anything like that. So if you do have any kind of questions about WBEX or the pre-summit or the full summit in general, then please pop them into the Q&A box and I will have a little look at some of those for the next few minutes. And I'm so sorry everyone that we lost Andre towards the end there, but like I said, I think we were very lucky that we did only lose him for the last kind of 5 minutes. And please do post your questions in the community. Andre has said that he will definitely be going in there to answer questions. Okay, I'm just opening up the Q&A box to see what everybody is asking. So much love for Andre's session here, which is just fabulous. It was an amazing session. We're definitely finding that all of these sessions around neuroscience are so popular within the pre-summit at the moment, which is amazing. Okay, so Veronica is asking if the sessions are recording. So we always get this question. The answer to that is yes, all of the sessions are recorded. And the sessions for each week are released on the Friday of that week. And you have until the following Monday to watch them. So you basically have the weekend to catch up on all of the previous week's sessions. And you can access the recordings either in the community or in your membership area. Basically, instead of the select button next to a session, it turns into a play button. And you just click play and then you're able to watch the recording within the membership area. In the community, you just go to the session posts, and instead of the image of the session, it becomes a video. And again, you just press play there. So you have, I think the session recordings for this week have just been released. And so, yeah, you have until Monday to watch any of this week's recordings, and then the recordings will be taken down. If you purchase a full summit pass, then you get access to all of the session recordings for a year. For a year after the full summit ends. So the full summit ends in April 2022. And so you have the recordings for a year after that until April 2023. So you have tons of time to catch up on all of the recordings if you purchase a full summit pass. So I hope that was helpful for Veronica and for everybody else who was also asking about the recordings. Shell is asking, where can I find the dates of the sessions in the full summit? So great question, Shell. We are creating a schedule at the moment. It's not ready yet. However, the schedule is very straightforward. Basically, It starts in July, and we have two sessions every week from, okay, I'm going to confuse things here a bit. We start in July and we have three sessions over summer. We have two in July and one in August. And then from September, we have two sessions a week every Thursday. And that's right from September all the way through until April 2022. So every Thursday, there's two sessions at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, from September all the way through until April 2022. And over, as I say, July and August, there are three sessions kind of spread out. They're all on Thursdays. All WBEC sessions are in the full summer are always on Thursdays, either at 9 a.m. or 5 p.m. Eastern. I hope that was helpful. And there will be a full summit schedule. I think it's still with the design team being released, but we will have that available soon. Any other questions? Joanna, the slides are available if you purchase a full summit pass. And you can get the access to all of the slides on all of the sessions with your full summit pass. Candy's asking if the pre-summit recordings are available now or only at the end of the year. No, if you purchase a full summit pass today, then you get access from today. You get access to everything from today. You get access to, as soon as you purchase your full summit pass, you get access to a membership area. And within that membership area, you can access all of the session materials and the recordings from today. And you have access to that membership area until April 2023. Hope that was helpful, Candy. Alice, that's amazing. I'm so glad that was helpful. About the full summit, yep. So you can go to wbex.com/summit and you can learn about the passes and what's kind of included in each package level as well, which might be helpful to see which pass is going to be best for you. And if anybody has any questions about the full summit and what it includes, we really encourage you to reach out to our support team. They're really, really helpful and they'll be able to help you with any questions that you have. And I'm also happy to stay on an extra couple of minutes and ask about here as well. Answer those questions here as well, sorry. Okay, CCE units, I'm seeing a couple of questions about that. So, so if you just attend the pre-summit, then you there are five free CCE units available. In order to get them five free CCE units, you just have to attend seven sessions live. And then if you do that, your attendance is automatically recorded and you will be sent your CCEU certificate automatically. You don't have to do anything. If you purchase a full summit ticket, then you get access to up to, I think it's 200 CCE units in total, and that's across both the pre-summit and the full summit. So our support team have just put in the CCEU breakdown for the pre-summit, so that basically lists all of the sessions and how many CCE units are available for each session. If you purchase a full summit pass, then you can get all of the CCEUs for all of the sessions that you attend, or if you don't purchase a full summit pass, then you get five free CCEUs for attending seven sessions in the pre-summit. So I hope that was helpful. Yes, if you purchase a full summit pass, you get all of the recordings, not just from the previous week, you get all of them. You get access to a membership area where they all live. So, and you can watch them in your own time. When will the schedule of topics for the full summit be released? So you can see, Alice, if you go to wbex.com/summit, you can see all of the speakers and all of the sessions already listed on there. And as I say, the dates are two sessions a week every Thursday from September through to April 2022. And there are also three full summit sessions across July and August. Melissa, if you purchase a full summit, do you get credits for doing the recorded sessions? For the recorded sessions, I believe it's RD units, so it's not the CCE units. You get CCEUs for those sessions that you attend live, and you get RDs for the ones that you watch the recordings of. Linda, you reach support at support@wbex.com. Our team are really, really responsive. And yeah, please ask any questions that you have over there. We've also just dropped that into the chat box for you. Okay, everyone, I'm not seeing any more questions, so I am gonna jump off. Thank you so, so much for joining us again today. We hope that you are having an amazing time at the pre-summit, and happy Friday. We hope that you have an amazing weekend and watch those, all of the recordings that you want to catch up on. You have until Monday for those. So yeah, thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for your patience with the technical issues that we experienced at the end as well. Very sorry about that. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna jump off now. Thank you so much, everyone, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.